From Sporting News on the NBA, Sean Devaney joins us now. Happy summer day, Sean. Happy Friday the 13th.
Same to you, Elliot. How are you?
I'm terrific. Rob here is, I don't know that he's upset, but he's perturbed. I don't know what the word is. This is a third straight day that we have had a connection conversation, Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors. Is this crazy? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, from what I can tell, that this is still mostly chatter and not something that's sort of careening towards actually happening here. Certainly, look, if the Spurs are looking to trade Kawhi Leonard somewhere that's not in the Western Conference and they're looking for a desperate team, then Toronto is high on the list, and that's been true for a while now. And so there's some sense there. I think it would be a disaster for both teams. I really don't think that this is something that when you look at what Kawhi Leonard wants and where he's going to go next year, and you look at what the Spurs are trying to do, it doesn't make much sense. But just in the fact that the Raptors are a desperate team in the East, that seems to be the genesis of all this.
What if, and I swear to you, this came to me in the last minute and a half, what if your plan is to completely overhaul? And yeah, you do give up a young player, but what if they don't want to trade him to the Lakers, but you take him? You trade him to the Lakers, and you take the Lakers' three kids.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to wait, I believe it's 90 days before that could happen. But that's certainly a possibility. The Lakers have been reluctant to give up the kids, as you say. Certainly Brandon Ingram has been a guy that that they really haven't budged on at this point. You could certainly get to the point where that's going to happen. But the longer it goes, the more confident the Lakers are that they're going to get Kawhi Leonard anyways. And when LeBron signed there and sort of agreed with Magic Johnson that he could wait a year, then that sort of set back anybody else who's looking to benefit from trading for Kawhi Leonard. So you could certainly try to do that, but I'm not sure the Lakers are all that interested in getting him right now if it's going to cost them Brandon Ingram and some of the other young guys.
I just think I'm stunned with the Kawhi Leonard stuff, just because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of concrete information to this. It'd be one thing if it was the Raptors and Spurs have had discussions about Kawhi Leonard, but I'm not saying anything bad about Tim Bontemps' report, but it was just saying that the Raptors are generating buzz, and who knows to what extent that means and how far this conversation has gone. It doesn't seem like the Raptors and Spurs have actually talked to each other about Kawhi Leonard, so that's why I'm stunned that it has gone this far, that we're talking about it for a third straight day. I know the betting odds story was a big one the last couple of days, but it doesn't seem like it's tied to any actual insider information with regard to a Kawhi Leonard move to the Raptors. But I'm curious from your perspective, Sean, with Kawhi Leonard right now, you know, people, I think, forget, having not seen him play very much last season, that when this guy is healthy, he's one of the best players in all of the NBA, arguably a top five player. But there are, some doubts right now about him, whether it's the health of this quad. I mean, nobody really seems to know, because the Spurs were having trouble finding out with Kawhi Leonard's people handling him. And I think that's also a factor, that, Kawhi Leonard may have this group of people that are, taking care of his business and may not give him as much access to teams as they would like. So there are, some reservations seemingly by teams about Kawhi Leonard and, what kind of value he can still offer you at this point.
Yeah, and your first point is absolutely right, and that is this is like I said, this is all rumor mill stuff. There's not a lot solid here in terms of these are the parameters of a deal they've discussed. Obviously we're clear about that, but you're right on the other point as well, and that is, you've got two choices in terms of what happened with Kawhi Leonard and what it means for whoever has him next. Because either A, that quad injury, he wasn't being too gentle with it. He wasn't faking it. He wasn't milking it. And it's a really serious injury, and that's going to raise a red flag for you. The other possibility is that it was somewhat faked. It was something he was milking, and that raises maybe even bigger red flag for you, because, you know, then you start saying, well, who's in charge with this guy? And he changed agents about a year and a half ago, and that's when all this started. His agents want him in Los Angeles so he can sign a bigger shoe contract. There's a lot of other moving pieces there, but you know, either of those scenarios, it's got to, as an organization, it's got to raise a red flag and say, if we're anybody but the Lakers and we're trading for this guy, what are we getting? That remains the big question mark.
Sean Devaney from the Sporting News. Last year, of course, we went through the Kyrie Irving thing with Cleveland, and I had a feeling right away he's never playing another game for Cleveland. And this sort of situation is like, if he wants to be a Laker, then there's nothing anyone can do about it. A year from now, he will be a Laker. And that puts, and I don't think he's playing another game for San Antonio, and they are under the gun to try and make a deal that's going to be very difficult for them to make if his inevitable landing place is already known.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, there's a couple of comparisons that have been drawn. One is the Kyrie Irving one, and you're right about that. But the difference there is that Kyrie Irving was under contract in 2020. So wherever he got traded, he was either going to have to pout his way out if he had somewhere else he wanted to be, or he was going to have to, just wait it out and play. And so you didn't have that free agency lingering in the background the way you do with Kawhi Leonard, where he has a lot of leverage because he's going to be a free agent next summer. The other one, of course, is Paul George, and a lot of people will say, well, you know, the Thunder took the chance and they wound up keeping Paul George. Paul George is a much different personality than Kawhi Leonard. If you're trading for Paul George, you got a chance to convince him. You know, he's a little bit more of a people pleaser. He's a little more of that kind of guy. Whereas Kawhi Leonard is much more stubborn, as we've seen. And like I say, there are other people behind him who are pulling strings that you didn't really have with Paul George. So, there are certainly some other comparisons to be made to recent in recent history. I just don't think that they necessarily directly correlate to what we're seeing with Kawhi Leonard.
Sean, we saw overnight an interesting move, the Denver Nuggets picking up Isaiah Thomas, who signs a one-year, $2 million deal with the Nuggets. And we know it's been a pretty tumultuous last couple of seasons for Thomas. You know, he was a star in Boston, tragically lost his sister during the postseason, gets traded to Cleveland, rehabs the hip injury, and we know the disaster of a year he had last year, eventually ending up in L.A. Now he's going to Denver, and this is a situation he has seemingly found himself in before, where, you know, he was a second-round pick by Sacramento and had to build up his value and make people known that he was a legit NBA player, and here he is again with an opportunity in Denver to try to rebuild that value once again.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be tough for him though, because that hip injury you don't know for sure, and I don't have his medical records, but everything seems to point to that there's arthritis in that hip. And that really doesn't bode well for his future. He might be able to get a couple more good years, but he's always going to be at risk for further injury to that hip. And that's why he's in the situation that he's in. The situation in Denver as well isn't great for them. I mean, they just re-signed Will Barton, who's their sixth man. They gave him a 4-year deal, worth about $50 million. So, he's going to be their big bench scorer. That's the role he's carved out for himself. Isaiah Thomas is going to have to be behind him. So, he's not necessarily even their top six man. So, it's going to be it's a crowded backcourt that they have there. It's going to be tough for him to get minutes. And this is a guy who's an MVP candidate, just a year ago. That hip injury, I think, has really, it's unfortunate for him. He's a good guy and he's an easy guy to root for. But it just can't seem to catch a break.
From the Sporting News, Sean Devaney, thank you so much. It's amazing that we've been able to get through this and barely in the summer of LeBron touch on LeBron during a basketball conversation. It's refreshing.
It is. But we got to get Kawhi Leonard traded next. So that's the one that people are going to get sick of real quick.
All right. Enjoy your summer day. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.